Well, John, you had plenty of chances again, a bit like last week. You just couldn't nail the goals when you needed.
Yeah, so it's costly, and it has been the last couple of weeks. So I've talked about the fact that skill is not something that you can drastically change overnight, but it takes time, and the onus really is on the individuals to work hard to get better. We kicked 1-6 in that first quarter. I think three of those kick-ins went coast to coast. So it not only hurts that you don't put the scoreboard pressure on, but you hand an opportunity to the opposition.
So when you say that, it's on the individual, do you feel like your individuals in the forward line aren't
winning that one? No, they are. They are, and they'll continue to do so. That sort of growth takes time, and we've opened up a lot of margin in our program over the last 5 or 6 weeks to give those individuals a time to grow and get better. And there's individuals like Levi Casbolt who are improving and getting better. But at the critical moments, not just in front of goal, but at the critical moments, we're just not executing as well as we need to be if we want to be a good AFL team. Yeah, there's a lot of moments in games. We had momentum then. We probably didn't get the rub of the green with the umpires tonight, but at the end of the day, that's not the reason why we lost. We shot ourselves in the foot, as you spoke about.
Are you comfortable letting the players just have their head in terms of trying to execute their skills in a more aggressive and vicious way? Are you happy for the players to just take their chances in terms of the way they use the footy and be more aggressive in the way they use the footy? Do you think that's contributing to the inability to execute their skills?
I think when you miss 3 metre handballs and you're an AFL player, I don't think that's super aggressive. I don't think we were super aggressive with the ball tonight. I think a lot of the options we tried to take that we missed were options that were open. And we've got to be better at hitting it.
John, you've been at the helm now for 6 weeks to talk about the skill level. What's the biggest challenge that you think this club faces there? Because 12-24 months, obviously the coaches need to come in, possibly yourself. Is it skill level? Is it turning over the list?
I think there's a lot of things that need to occur, and we're pretty clear on where we're at as a football club at the moment. It's been well documented. We've got a lot of work to do in a lot of areas. Probably not the right forum to talk over the whole host of those. Obviously, we need to be better with our execution. That's one. Our effort's been really good from a consistency point of view, but I think tonight it was dialed back a little bit. I'm not sure we saw the same ferocious attitude that we've seen over the last few weeks. So I think there's a few that just didn't contribute in that area, and AFL football, you need weighted numbers in that area.
But obviously, when you talk about players missing 3 minute
handles,
it's not something that you change for a week
of
training, I guess.
No, it's not.
John, how frustrated were you with the Chris Yaron 50 metre penalty? At any stage, you can think of taking him off, and have you spoken to him since?
Yeah, we called for him to come off, but he couldn't get to the bench for a little while. And look, as we've talked about, there's a whole host of things that need to improve at the current football club, and standards and actions and what you're accountable for, what are acceptable behaviours and what are unacceptable behaviours. There needs to be some growth there. And we've seen in recent weeks that some of our players haven't quite got that right. And we'll continue to educate them. We'll continue to grow in that area. And, Chris tonight didn't get that situation right. But we were really clear that the team's best interest is the foundation of what we do.
Jamison, such a general for you to lose him early. How much of an impact was that?
Yeah, we lost Jamo, but the great thing about that is Tom Fields gets to step up at first game as a sort of a mid-sized defender, has to fight out of his weight division, learn some good lessons. He's a really good boy. He's a, you know, he sort of, it becomes a snowball effect too sometimes when your skills aren't going well, that, you know, he didn't use it as well as he has been able to. But it's disappointing. We hope Jemmo's okay and he gets up for next week.
What did you make of the incident
itself? Look, I saw it on behind goals on a small computer screen in the box, so I haven't really had a good look at it. So I can't comment with any clarity on it.
Well, positive note, you talk about Cruiser, because, I mean, just the ability to contest over and over again at 14 disposals for him, it's nice to see him back in the
system. Well, he's a really good story for us, and we know what impact he has when he plays. He didn't like that decision in the middle of the ground, and I'll tell you what, his follow-up, what we need is 22 players with that sort of effort and that sort of attitude.
I think
they both were hurt in some way or shape or form today, tonight. I haven't spoken to the doctors yet, so we'll have a chat about that tomorrow. We'll assess where they're at. Hopefully they're okay. Yeah, well, look, we slung him to the wing in the second half, and he got a bit of run up. Alex Rance is an outstanding footballer. Look, that's an option for us. There's no doubt about that. But we've got a lot of, we've obviously got a lot of good, tall defenders. Today we run out of one, but look, it's an option for us.
John, at what stage do you, you've said you've got so much work ahead of you for the rest of the year, at what stage do you consider putting your hand up for next year?
Yeah, so as you said, the bulk of my work is about preparing the team as best we can week in, week out at the moment. Obviously, I understand the interest and the deadline's coming and all of that's coming closer, but we'll talk about that more when it gets here, and I'm sure there'll be more than enough things to be said about that as the time comes.
You seem to have taken great strides forward the last month and a half. You see tonight as a bit of a step back?
Yeah, a touch, because I don't think we had weighted numbers in terms of effort, and everyone needs to contribute, and I think we've had a lot more in terms of contribution over the previous 4 or 5 weeks.
Here we go, the three out next week.
The education just keeps growing, doesn't it, for us? And I'm sure there'll be some strong education occurring over in Frio. They're a very good team, superbly drilled. And we're looking to bring back that weight of numbers of effort because we know that gives us our best chance of playing some good footy.
Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Charles.